Good morning, Dan, and good morning to everyone.
Nice to talk to you once again. It's all about tomorrow, the Warriors and the Titans.
It's a super Saturday for Queenslanders or fans of Queensland fans. You've got the Titans, the Broncos and the Cowboys back-to-back-to-back in three games I'm looking forward to for really different reasons. I think the first game is a points fest, the Warriors and the Titans. I think we're probably going to see some really attractive footy. Dare I say, some sexy footy. They might throw the ball around. I don't think defence will be huge on anyone's list. And as a result, I think it might be, you know, quite an entertaining game of footy. And look, it's a game of footy that I give the Titans a better than even chance of winning. The Warriors are the favourites with the bookmakers. I might just have a little dabble on this one. Go the Titans.
And if you do gamble responsibly, of course, Dragons versus the Broncos is the next game.
Wow, the Broncos, the fall from grace.
Where's it gone wrong?
Confidence is an amazing thing as an individual and as a unit. We actually don't know and can't measure what confidence is. We don't know, we can't measure how it comes, how it goes, why it comes, why it goes. But this is predominantly the same footy side that went on a tear earlier this year. So it's not a physical thing. Look, there might be a little bit of fatigue because it's a young side. There might be a bit of physical fatigue, but I think probably more mental fatigue. A lot of guys that I speak to will tell me it takes 50, 70 games to really get used to the rhythm that you need to be in personally, that you need to find your way mentally and physically. That's three seasons. A lot of these kids in the Broncos lineup haven't had three seasons to get used to that. So I think that's where it's gone wrong. Now, I will give you a tip here, and this is fact. There was a stupid story on the back of last week saying players took offence to Kevin Walters and him giving them a spray. Yeah. It was absolute garbage, and it was predetermined, it was premeditated, and it was an attack at the club and the individuals. Either it was really poor and it has a destabilising effect because the Broncos old boys, you know, get called up by journalists, give a quote, they become the headline, the story perpetuates, and no one really knows where it came from or what happened with any certainty. So I feel sorry for Kevin Walters. I feel sorry for the Broncos because the players, when that story comes out, the players are all looking at each other thinking, is it you? Have you taken offence? Mate, I've spoken to six Broncos this week and guys that I've got incredible relationships with.
Yep.
And they concur with me, that they agree that this is garbage.
Well, let's hope the Broncos can have a win because that'll make the eighth position interesting. And the game, the final game for the Super Saturday for a Queensland perspective, Cowboys versus anyone who wants to play for Penrith.
Well, if you live at Regentville, if you live at St Mary's and you've got a pair of boots, you were considered this week for the Panthers. I've never seen anything like this. It is astonishing. And we knew it was happening last week when the Panthers New South Wales Cup side was named and they were without eight players, eight of their regulars, guys that have played New South Wales Cup all week. They weren't named. So we knew there was going to be significant changes. I don't think anyone predicted this. No Coruscant, no To'o, Edwards, Yeo, Tago, Fisher-Harris, Luai, Leota, Linu, Crichton, May and Kickow. Add to that, of course, Nathan Cleary, who's out suspended. No excuses for the Cowboys. And if we're being really honest, the Cowboys should do this and do it pretty comfortably. But still, probably not the hit out you want leading into the biggest game of the year, which will be the following week.
No, definitely not. Andy Raymond from the Andy Raymond Unfiltered Podcast joins us this morning on the Big Brekkie. So let's turn our attention to the podcast. You've put several interesting Facebook posts up this week. Excuse me. So who's on the show?
We've got a really good one this week with a guy who the rugby league community and the NRL should be celebrating, Tim Manor, who, even as a young man at 21 when he debuted, was a mentor to those around him. A really smart guy, really sensible guy, a clean skin. He has also realised footy is a part of his life, but it's not his life. Mm-hmm. It's a really personal interview. It's one I'm super proud of. And the Rugby League Super Pod went up late yesterday. Mark Graham, Stacey Jones, Mitchell Moses, AJ Brimson, Zach Lomax, Adam Elliott, they are all there. You can find them if you just search Andy Raymond Unfiltered wherever you listen to your podcasts. I reckon you'll love it.
I reckon we will as well. Mate, thank you very much for your time as always on a Friday morning. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, legend. You too.
Thank you very much. Andy Raymond joining us. It's 1332 4BU.